Welcome to Journeying the Psalms, a short-form podcast series. I'll be going through the 44 psalms I've arranged and recorded with my dear friends, the McGraths. Each week, I will share reflections on a psalm of the week, a little bit of background to the song arrangement, a thought or two to ponder as you listen, and an accompanying journal with some further reflections and invitations to prayer and practice. This series looks at how the Psalms speak into our lives, how they can get in touch with our deeper emotions and help us better understand ourselves, how they can lead us to live fuller, more honest, more authentic lives, and how they show us a bit of who God is and who we're invited to be in the world. Today's Psalm is Psalm 51, Create in Me. Here's the introduction from the journal. This psalm is known for its messages about a clean heart, forgiveness, and a renewed spirit, and is often used during Lent. Set here with the Irish traditional tune Logan's Lament, this paraphrase focuses on the imagery of a parent kindly and gently washing away the layers that hide us, or that cover up the God-given beauty each one of us possesses, thereby allowing us to be restored to the joy that God intends. The tune Logan's Lament is from the North Coast area, somewhere around where I currently live. When we did this recording, I asked around in the area to see if anyone knew who this Logan was or who wrote the tune, but the identity of the composer has been lost to history as far as I know. I've been fond of a few arrangements of this psalm, Psalm 51, but when I was working on this paraphrase, I was drawn to the image of a child being washed clean, kindly and gently, by a parent. At that time in my parenting journey, baths were still very much a part of our nightly ritual, and it was always a time of fun and joy and relaxation and refreshment. The kids played in the bubbles, the dirt and grime and sweat of the day washed away, and the sleep that came directly after that seemed all the sweeter, all the more restful. It got me thinking about our sins being washed away, not with shame and harshness, but with that kindness and gentleness and love. So imagine if each of us were washed clean of the layers that hide us from who we really are, that we might be restored to the joy of being beloved children of God.
Your flowing compassion cleanse me, wash me kindly and gently till I am returned to the child I'm created to be. Thank you.
to you I'll sing praise, O God of my salvation. For the only sacrifice that you need is a heart that is willing to restore me into